Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hey, it's Joe to Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back. Midday Show. Hugh Douglas, Joe Giglio, you guys with us. 215-592-9494 gets you aboard. All right, we got a lot to get to. Your phone call's coming up, but we have this great prize to give away. 4-pack of tickets to the Flyers game with us on December 3rd. We'll get to our guest to takes. Hugh Douglas has got a big one. Guest to takes coming up next hour.
I forgot what it was.
Yeah, you write that thing down.
Write that thing down.
What's the notepad for, man?
I wrote it down, but I
it was a fire take. Just hold on for that one. We'll get to that.
Did you throw it away like you almost did your mattress warehouse?
Well, no, I didn't almost throw it away.
No, he threw away his radio.
He threw it away. Okay. Yeah.
I apologize for that radio as we tried to stall for Hugh there.
Marconi. Yeah. Marconi worthy.
It won't be long now.
That Marconi's really going to hit. Yeah.
In the upper room.
Thank you for the Hatfield pig that you just gave me here. Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah, Hatfield, better care, better port, man. Better care, better pork.
It's just like our mascot now for doing the show?
Yeah, that's the Hatfield pig. Yeah, okay. That's the mascot for the show.
I like him. He's a chef.
Yeah.
But also a pig.
He cooking his friends. That's crazy.
That's wrong. That's true.
That's wrong, man.
Kind of crazy,
that's wrong.
He cooking his friends.
You know what else is wrong?
What's that?
All the people that won't be able to watch the Eagles game on Monday night. So we got a problem here. Now, I, as someone who pays more each month, but I could sleep at night because I still have cable, I'm good to go. You guys.
Really, Joe? That's what you're going to say?
Yeah.
I'm good to go.
I'm good to go. I got the game.
The rest of you, Cass.
I mean,
you
I'm losing lose. Money in the long run, but I'm good to go Monday. I have ESPN for Monday night. You guys do not, as you are both YouTube TV people.
But since we put it out there, yeah. I need somebody to slide in my DMs and give me their password.
Come on, what are you doing?
What is it, Disney Plus?
Hey, ESPN Plus.
Sharon is caring. So if somebody...
You're being that guy?
Yes.
Okay.
Just, if somebody feels compelled to share that password, we just go ahead and slide my DMs.
Look, man, I don't want to have to walk down the street to go to the bar and watch this game.
But?
I got work Tuesday.
Okay.
But I will. Damn it, I will.
No, you know what's funny? I actually looked at a plan, right? And I can get one for like $23 a month.
This is just like the ESPN app or whatever?
Well, it's like the Disney plan. I get the Disney plan and it has the ESPN. Yeah, $23 a month, though.
So I don't know how long this is going to take to get resolved, but we have another Monday night game, don't we, next month? The Charger game is a Monday night game. So we got a pair of these. Everyone's got. I saw something this morning like 10% of people now these days have YouTube TV. It's not a small percentage.
No.
Like, that's a decent amount of people that are without a game.
It's a joke, dude.
It is
honestly
a joke.
What are we doing?
Like I said, if y'all don't mind somebody sharing that password.
I mean, smack dead in the middle of the football season, and we're gonna have issues like this. Can we get real?
If somebody wants to share that password, appreciate it.
Well, while we're on this, the whole thing that's gone on the last 10 years, this streaming thing's a joke. I mean, I was kidding that like
it was supposed to be cheaper.
I know. And again,
it got more expensive.
I sleep better at nights paying that hefty cable bill every month because I don't have to worry about this nonsense.
You say that. That bill is hefty.
It is
about
hefty.
About 200?
Yeah, a little more. I mean, but you know what?
I guess 23 don't sound that bad when you're paying two. Well, I guess if you add them up, all the streaming services.
But here's what I know. I'm going to have the game. Like, I'm not gonna have to. It's ridiculous that this happens to people all the time.
I feel like you're kind of throwing this up in our face, though.
No,
you really kind of peacocking around.
No, I'm
the
not.
Studio.
Well, I mean, you're the one over here. First of all, what you said about the women in the area today, wrong. And then two, you're asking for handouts. You're asking for handouts.
No, I'm asking for assistance. It's a difference.
It's a handout. I mean, you're asking for a free.
I'm asking for an alley-oop.
Handout, Hugh.
I'm asking for an alley-oop. It's the difference. I only want to use it for, like, to watch, you like, know, some streaming services in the game.
You might want to start by being nicer to the women in this area.
Yeah, they might be the one giving the handout on the pre-password.
I am not being mean.
You're cutting your field down by 50% for people who are going to give you their password.
I'm not being mean. I'm just being honest.
Yeah, well, honest, sometimes the honest guy is a jerk.
I've heard that before.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot, actually.
But so, that's from folks that can't handle the truth.
Well, a lot of people can't handle the truth is the truth.
Yeah, you're right about that.
I don't know your audience, man.
Yeah.
Remember that line I told you? When you hate the truth sounds like hate. I mean, like that's what
that sounds like some Jalen Hurts type.
We'll get to him and his proverbs coming up in a few minutes.
Edgar Allen
Hurts. How do we think this plays out over the next? Do you think they settle this by Monday, or are we? Because that's a bit for ESPN. It's a big one, right? Like, you know, they had this past Monday night game,
yeah,
the Cowboys, and that was, you know, Cowboys are big, but
Eagles Packers is
huge.
Huge.
When you look at the schedule that they put out, right?
They did it on purpose.
You think they're trying to drive people to the app?
Yeah. Because now, you know, because you got a lot of people in this area that had that.
Yeah, of course.
And a lot of people who are scrambling to adjust to get the game for Monday.
I just like, when you looked at the schedule before the season and look at the Monday Night Football schedule, this was one of the biggest ones of the whole year. Yeah. Eagles, Packers, playoff rematch, the tush-push stuff, two, you know, playoff contenders. It's a big one to have 10% of your audience miss.
Yeah. So, yeah. So, like, if you have basic cable or, like, an antenna or something, you'll probably be able to get ABC.
Which the game would be on locally.
On. Yes.
But if you don't, you got to go to the bar.
You know what I found funny? When this was right before the Monday night game last week, Cowboys-Cardinals, they had ESPN and, like, Adam Schefter, who's employed by ESPN, tweeting, like, if you're, you know, upset about YouTube TV and ESPN, they're like, you can go click this link and find your options to stream it. And if you click the link, it's basically like, get cable, loser.
Stephen A. was pushing it, too. They're all pushing it.
It was so ridiculous.
There was clearly a mandate, like, push everyone to this link. So we'll see. By Monday, we're going to find out. Like, maybe the deadline spurs action and they figure it out, YouTube TV and ESPN this weekend, or that those bars are going to be hopping on Monday night and, boy, work on Tuesday in this city.
Going to be rough.
And I hate packed bars, dude. Just give me give me a bar seat, cozy TV.
Yeah, you're not getting one of those on Monday. That's going to be
come on, I don't want to do that.
All right, 215. And if you have a password to share with you, he's begging. 215-59.
And if you're a woman, make him apologize first.
Yes. Somebody told me to get one of the Miami chicks.
There you go.
That's good.
Yep.
All right, 215-592-9494. Jermaine is in Philly. What's up, Jermaine?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How y'all doing?
What's up, Jermaine?
I didn't hear what you just said. I'm sorry.
That's all right.
You talking just to said us? Hi. We just said hi.
I'm talking to you guys.
Okay, we're just saying hello.
We just say hi.
Welcome to the show.
Oh, okay. That's what's up, man. Avid listener, first-time caller, man, and I just wanted to talk about A.J. Brown.
Okay, what do you think?
Well, I think he's not wrong. The way he's going about it is wrong, but the way everything is just kind of like weird because, you know, just coming from my perspective as a professional musician, you should show yourself or study thyself to be a master at your craft. I started playing at 4 years old. So you get to a point in your career where you're like, man, I got a lot to offer. And then when you're not being used to your fullest potential, man, you automatically kind of get an attitude. So I can see where he's coming from, but the way he's going about it, I don't particularly like it. He's not coming from a team perspective. He's coming from, hey, man, I want to get my single stats. And I think everybody who's, you know, a soloist or a football player, you kind of want to get that recognition as one of the best when it's all said and done. So that's why I stand up with that.
Well, I agree, Jermaine. And I think the part that makes it complicated is he's a captain, right? He's not just one of the players. He's got a C on his chest. So to me, he's got to be held to a higher standard in what he says and how he acts and how he goes about it. Because when you have that C on your chest, Jermaine, it's not just about you. You're representing the whole group.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, I go through similar stuff like that now. You know, I don't want to put anything out like that, but you know, when you get to a point, you just kind of like, man, look, I got way too much to offer, and I'm just kind of standing on the sidelines. Like, you know, if you're there, then you're not there. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like, hey, I just understand where AJ is coming from. But you still have to, if you're one of the leaders and you're a team player, you got to kind of straddle the fence. You got to kind of like, look, man, how can I navigate through these waters where I can get my point across, but not affect the masses and the team itself.
For sure. Jermaine, what do you got for us for a chance to win these Flyers tickets to go to the game with us? A fad or a trend you did at one point, you look back and you're like, yeah, that was kind of embarrassing.
Well, growing up in Philly, man, so we used to do the whole biker outfit. Like the Tour de France outfit.
Okay.
You know, you
oh, yeah, the little hats and stuff.
Yeah,
the little hat and the little biker outfit, the biker shirt. And you had to be in shape. You didn't want too many fat guys walking around with that on. But, you know, and you had to have, you know, something for the ladies, too. So you got to kind of, you had to nap. But I was straight. I seen some of those pictures of myself. And I said, man, I could never let this come out, man. I'm so glad that none of my, you know, comrades from Cool in the Gang sees these pictures, because it's like, yo, you wore that, and I, you know, that's one of the most embarrassing things of my life.
That's a great one, Jermaine.
As far as outfits are concerned.
Yeah, I bet. Jermaine, good one, man. We appreciate your phone call and you being part of the show. You ever wear the whole biker outfit thing?
Too big for all that. No, I ain't do that. I ain't do that. Nah.
Okay, I never have either. I'm not a big...
Yeah, the biker, yeah.
Yeah.
Didn't do that.
You like to ride a bike?
You know, at one point I thought about getting one, but I haven't ridden one in a while. No. So, I mean, but I wouldn't mind riding one. I thought about getting, but bikes are expensive. They're a lot more expensive now.
I got one a few years ago. They're not cheap.
Yeah, they're like, for a good bike, you're probably looking at like at least $1,000.
Yeah, it's about how much they cost, yeah.
Yeah, they ain't like when you used to go to the store and get a bike for like $99. No, they don't have those bikes no more.
Those are done. Mark in Gettysburg. What's up, Mark?
Mark?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Show to camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Mark on once, going twice, and Mark goes back on hold. Ali in Nicetown. Hey, Ali.
Hey, what's going on, man?
What's up, Ali?
Hey, nothing much, man. I want to talk about the substituting rings with talent.
What?
What I mean by that is every time somebody brings up Jalen Hurts, they say he does nothing but win.
Mm-hmm.
But so does Lane Johnson. All he do is win.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
again, what
like,
are we talking
Trent,
about?
Trent,
let him
when
cook.
You talking about
no.
let him cook.
Trent
no.
Dilfer, Trent Dilfer won the Super Bowl.
Right.
But would you take Trent Dilfer over Donovan McNabb?
No, not even close.
All right. So this is what I'm saying. I'm an Eagles fan, been since 1980. I'm not a Jalen hater or lover. I don't care if he throws for 3,000 yards. I don't care if he has 5 touchdowns in one game. All I care is that the Eagles win. But when they say, would you rather have another quarterback? Yeah, sure, I would. I can't tell you exactly which one. Well, I can, but I'm not going to go into that. But I'm not going to defend Jalen Hurts like, no, all he does is win. So does Lane Johnson.
Yeah, Ali, I see football similar to you. I think teams win. Teams win, right? And here's what I think has happened over the years. I think people have become really big fans of players, and they defend them to the nth degree, even if it's they don't deserve defending in certain spots. I just think we sometimes lose our minds on these things. He's a Ellie Jalen's a good quarterback. They win a lot. The Eagles win a lot of games with him part of it. That's the truth of it.
Exactly. Luke Longley had 3 rings. I wouldn't take him over Patrick Ewing.
Me neither.
What? What does that have to do with anything?
Oh, Jesus, just talking about Luke Longley.
Well, I'm talking about your callers is always calling in saying, well, Jalen Hurts, all he does is win. But there's a topic about him, and I can't stand that.
There's not a topic about him today.
No, not today.
He had his chest. Yeah, the Luke Longley takes good, too.
I'm on your topic, too. It's about Green Bay, and are we?
Yeah. What do you think on that?
I think that it's a fair assessment. We've been playing like Green Bay at top. They've been playing like us. We're supposed to be top notch, them and us, and we're not looking like it. So with being in Green Bay, I see them getting the points.
Yeah, I see this. You and I see things similar, Ali. The line makes sense to me. Now, the Eagles could go win the game, but the line makes sense. Ali, what do you got for us? A fad or a trend you participated in? And you look back, you're like, yeah, that was silly.
And we will win the game.
I like it.
The caller before me took it. I wore a biker outfit back in 89, 90, down to the Spectrum, and I got clowned for it. But even worse than that, some biker shorts, right, they got the pad in between, so when you're riding your bike.
Right.
But a lot of them didn't have that for when you were just wearing an outfit. It was just a biker outfit. So, you know, I met my friends at the Saab, and when they seen what I had on, especially with the pad and my biker shorts, yo, I got clowned. We was going to see KRS-One in them. I think NWA was there. So, yeah, I got clowned for a little bit until we actually got down to the Spectrum and we started kicking it. But, yeah, that's my most embarrassing moment.
I like it, Ellie. Yeah, you wear that biker shorts pad out. I mean, that seems like that's not for a concert. Ali, good phone call.
I think, if I recall, didn't Will Smith talk about that in the summertime song?
The biker short pad?
Saying something about somewhere. No, just like the catching all the. But it was. I think it was the ladies in the biker shorts. I got to look at the words for the
Ali
song.
Ali was wearing the biker shorts in this story.
I don't know why. Who? What grown ass man thought that was a good look?
Now if you're gonna ride a bicycle, if you wear those shorts, the pad does help. I mean, that I get it. But to wear it out to a concert, that
to
might
be
not
out
be
somewhere
it.
With scantily clad. Scantily dressed.
Might not be it. That might not be the move. Juice in South Philly is up on WIP. Hey, Juice.
Juice.
What's up?
Juice.
Joe, what's up? Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Juice. What's up?
So, all right. So, real quick, Hugh, get with Kyle. I sent him something for you guys.
Oh, great.
To watch the game.
Okay.
So, all right.
You have a password quick, here. He's helping you out.
I'm happy. Thank you very much, sir.
Saved you $23. All right, go ahead, Juice.
Yeah. All right. So, I was calling about AJ, but I kind of want to shift gears a little bit. So the Mayock and Spike conversation, mm-hmm. right? You have to take that with a grain of salt because Spike's narrative is kind of like when Hugh's talking about defense, right? Hugh's narrative on defense is it's not a necessity. So he kind of gears his points towards that. Well, Spike thinks that Maury's a better GM than
Howie. Howie. If he believes that, he's wrong on that one. That's an L.
So then what he did was he tried to put it into like a little micro scope as far as this year. And all I'm saying when it goes to this year, Howie might not have made the moves before the season started because he simply couldn't. He's not just – imagine this. You were just talking about finding a girl in South Philly. Imagine finding a girl in Philly. Imagine finding a girl and you lock in with her, and then all of a sudden you're locked in with her, and a month later some bad Instagram chick just hits you up like, yo, and you're locked in now. So you can't go and you could, but you really don't want to just throw that away, and you have a better opportunity. So what I'm saying is Howie might not have gotten or wasn't going to get what he wanted before the season starts. He's smart enough and been doing this long enough to know that he can wait a little bit and then still get what he wants further down the line. See, the thing with Howie is Howie plays the long game, right? So He'll wait you out or do what he needs to do. He'll get what he wants to benefit us
sure,
in the long
sure.
run.
No, Juice, he will. And that's why he's so good. And he has the benefit of knowing his job is secure, right? Some GMs don't know that, right? So they act a little bit, you know, they don't think big picture because they're worried they're going to lose their job. Howie doesn't have to worry about that. It's definitely an advantage he has, Juice. No question. All right, Juice, what do you got for us? What is the embarrassing trend you took part on?
All right, so I didn't know it was the third, but the third is 2 days after JoJo's birthday, so I'm hoping I'm going to embarrass myself one more time.
Okay.
And get these tickets. So pitcher Malibu's most wanted, right?
Uh-huh.
I would have the pant leg up. I would have the bandana in the front like Tupac used to wear, Aunt Jemima, right, up front. And, you know, the long baggy pants, the Zubaz pants.
Oh, not the Zubaz pants. Yeah, yep.
That's Malibu's most wanted.
Yeah, I can picture that. Juice, it's a good one, man. We appreciate the phone call. So Juice brought us something to the table on the Spike Mayock thing that we hadn't kind of unpacked.
What's that?
Was it agenda Spike? Is it really not about Howie and the job he did? Is it about his Daryl Morey's better than we think, so he's got to knock Howie down a peg to boost up Daryl? That show has a lot of agendas. I mean, Jack's got the Phillies agendas.
Yep.
Ike not as agenda driven.
Well, Eagles agenda.
Well, I did have a Carson Wentz agenda for a while. Yeah, Eagles agenda mostly. Yeah, you're right.
Look, everybody has a little bit of an agenda.
Well, I mean, the guy over here. I mean,
I don't have an agenda
on this show.
I don't do it.
I mean, every move was through the prism of defense doesn't matter for 2 years.
Well, no, it was financial. I have an agenda.
Right. You told us,
and I was right.
Well, that's
still right.
Completely, not true.
Well, still right.
Okay, so over the last 3 months, Howie Roseman has offered, like, what, 5 first-round picks to get Parsons and Garrett?
Speculation.
Well.
Reckless.
Well, Howie didn't deny it when he was asked.
Well, it was speculation. Speculation. Howie also didn't confirm or deny that he was trying to trade A.J. Brown.
Well, we know why.
But we believe that one. We don't believe the other
reckless
one?
Reckless speculation.
Okay.
Reckless. We're recklessly speculating.
And you want to tell us you don't have an agenda.
I don't have an agenda. That did feel agenda.
We might need to rank.
It was so agenda.
At some point, we need to rank who operates with the biggest. Well, you have it. Who operates with the biggest agendas around here? So we have Douglas, we have Eskin, Fritz. I mean, I think those three are near the top.
Spike is an agenda driven. Well, yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He's got an agenda. Does the morning show have agendas? I mean, John Ritchie is you know,
he has an agenda when it comes to
Jair Alexander.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He does have a Jair agenda.
Well, you know what John does? John hones in on, he just like decides to love a player.
He does.
And nothing matters besides his love of that player.
Like Louis Seen last year?
Did you forget about Louis Seen?
I feel like we all
did. He forgot about him.
Yeah. Where's he now?
He's the crib, man.
He's not. You know,
he's in the void.
He's not in the league. I don't think that's really crazy. The answer. Angela in Mullica Hill. Hey, Angela.
Hello there. How are you?
Good, Angela. How are you?
I am wonderful. Thank you. So, a previous caller ago was talking about utilizing Tank Bigsby a little bit more with the running game. And I've been following Tank since he was at Auburn. And back when he was with Auburn, I used to call him Mighty Mouse because that boy could get through anything. And he played very well. He only played 3 years at Auburn, and then he went out to get, you know, the early draft.
Mm-hmm.
But he was averaging like 10 touchdowns per his rushing touchdowns the last 2 seasons that he was there. And I mean, 1,100 rushing yards in 1 season. I think was pretty good.
Right, well, you're right. He was a very productive college back. I mean, I think he had like 25 touchdowns. He was a star and in the best conference in the country in the SEC for sure.
Yeah, and I mean, I'm just like super proud of him because first of all, I'm happy to have him in Philadelphia. Same with Jani Broome with the Sixers. Just to have have some of these SEC kids.
Are you an Auburn alum or fan or just happen to like those guys?
Family.
Oh, gotcha.
Family that have attended and have also worked at Auburn.
Okay, now it makes sense now. Because when you brought up Broome, yeah. I was like, wow, you know your Auburn players.
Yeah. So, and then as far as the Green Bay game, I do believe there's a little bit of disrespect. But I think it's going to be a disrespect that's going to work to our advantage. Because Nick Sirianni and Jalen Hurts both feed off of being disrespected.
Well, that they do, and they get the bye to extra time to prepare, Angela. This one could work out in our favor. I agree. Angela, what's the fad or the trend you did at one point, and you look back and you're kind of embarrassed by it?
Well, I was an 80s Aquanet high hair girl. All of the whole can of Aquanet on my head and hair dryer.
The whole can. Teased
my hair up to the ceiling. I look back at my pictures and I'm like, oh my gosh, what was I doing? Was I crazy?
Yeah, you know what? you and many, those pictures are wild. Angela, we appreciate
I'm
the phone
I'm not familiar
call.
With Aquanet.
Well, I guess it's the teased hair.
Teased hair.
The super teased. And
I don't even know what that is. Nope.
You never saw teased hair?
I don't know what teased hair means.
Oh, it's like... Like, imagine if someone, someone has a lot of hair or a woman with hair, right? Like, it gets really staticky and, like, stands up. But they would do it on purpose.
Gotcha. Like, that was the super look. Puffy, curly 80s hair.
Yeah, that was the look. They did it on purpose.
Like a hair metal band.
Yeah, kind
of. Well, like,
yeah.
Why? Because when I think of it, I think of Ricky Bobby when he's talking about White Snake in the song. And was it Tawny Katane when she's on the car?
Yep.
And her hair was all, that's what I think about. So,
yep.
Yeah.
All right, the Eagles being disrespected as underdogs. It is our Twitter question today, sponsored by the PI Dental Center. Your smile is the first thing others see when they meet you. Learn about and schedule your evaluation. PIDentalCenter.com. 64% believe yes, they are. We'll get back to everyone's phone calls here. We also have to guess the takes for week number 10 in the NFL. Plus, Edgar Allen Hurts up with another banger on the podium yesterday. We're going to see that in a fortune cookie soon. What Jalen said yesterday about the team and their success coming off the bye. Plus, along with our Flyers tickets we're giving away, we got a Hess truck to give away right now. Hess truck, it's back and it's better than ever. Caller number 4 to the contest line, 215-988-1258. That's caller number 4, 215-988-1258. We'll win the Hess 2025 stock car racer loaded with action pack features. We'll give that away right now. Your phone calls and all this, guest it takes as well. Midday show, Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's Joe DiCamera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast? You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods. Catch the full episode, listen by individual hour, or jump straight to the highlights. Just open up your favorite podcast app, search for our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show your way and on your time.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.